with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer of Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. So good to have you with us, the program where we originated such features as business matters, educational matters, motivational moments, and many more. We originated those programs in radio over 10 years ago, right here in the CSRA, Central Savannah River area. Putting together, you know, I thought it would be great if I had more than just one topic discussed on the program. And that was always my thinking from the time that I started conceiving of a radio program. I didn't want it to be one-dimensional where I just discussed one topic all the time. So I thought about some of the topics, issues, subject matter that were personally interesting to me, to be honest about it, but that also might resonate with a listening community. And so I put together a portfolio where I had written up, literally had written up, some of the topics that I wanted to cover on a regular basis. Came up with about roughly six different ones. And you've heard me talk about a number of them, including the three that I just mentioned, motivational moments, business matters, educational matters, and more. I've had that information on my website. And like I said, I had typed that up and had actually proposed to someone else at a different radio station that we have a program, have the radio program designed so that these different subjects would be covered. Now, the way I had envisioned it, since I would be the one hosting the program, I would be the one facilitating the discussion of each of these topics. And that's the way I've been doing it. I'm speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. for more than 10 years. I tell you what, it's so fascinating to hear that same concept being played out on a different radio station, actually the one where I had put the portfolio together originally, and to hear various ones moving forward with the dream, even though I'm no longer at that station. But, you know, they say that very often when people are basically doing what you do or doing what you have done, doing what you're doing, they say that's one of the highest forms of flattery. Well, I don't know, but I guess it is certainly a confirmation that the concept is one that resonates not only with the listening community, but with others who are in the radio broadcasting industry. So we're going to continue to move forward with the concept because, again, I put some thought into that before I put that portfolio in writing. And I truly believe that it would be something that would be of benefit to us all. And so that's where we are. So we're going to continue to move forward with it. Today, I know that some of you may have checked out the website. And as I mentioned yesterday, but definitely I want to tell you today, we were expecting Corey Rogers and Christine Betts to be with us the last half hour of today's broadcast so that we could talk about some of the ways that the Lucy Craft Laney Museum is impacting the community. And we were going to have a special treat as part of that conversation. I won't tell you what the special treat was going to be because we'll probably pursue that at a later date. But I'm saying that because both Corey Rogers and Miss Christine Betts had to take care of some other matters. And so neither of them will be with us this afternoon. And so that discussion is going to be put on hold temporarily, and we'll reschedule, and I'll let you know when we plan to have them back again. I tell you, it's just amazing what all we have going on in this world. And so one of the things that I will discuss, we're going to start out today's discussion with a focus on women and leadership. This is a discussion that I actually began several weeks ago, and we'll be resuming that discussion today. And I do want you to be thinking about this. I had mentioned that, you know, one of the things that a lot of people are anticipating is a great change in the way politics will be done in America, because we have so many women who won elections during this previous midterm election season. And of course, I've been asking the question, what are your thoughts? We are getting information from Pew Research on this, and we're taking a look at some of their findings as they surveyed Americans from across the country, and just finding out what they think about women in leadership. You know, I want you to be kind of comparing your thoughts about women in leadership with the thoughts of these who participated in this study, this survey. And when I say I want you to be comparing your thoughts, I'm referring to males and females. I want both genders to be really running this through your minds, asking questions like, do I see it that way? Do I agree with that position? Do I think they're right on this point? You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a one-size-fits-all kind of response. You may agree on some points with what the people in the survey say. You may disagree on other points. Feel free. You know, we make it a practice on Speaking With to think critically. And that's part of the reason that you hear me frequently request, urge, that we exercise integrity. Because one thing is for sure, to the extent that people refuse to exercise integrity, to that same extent, they are unable to think critically. Yeah, because once people make a decision, make the decision that this is the position they're going to take no matter what evidence is presented, they've already closed their minds. And it is next to impossible to close our minds and think critically. Thinking critically necessitates thinking with an open mind. And that doesn't necessarily mean thinking in such a way that you have made up your mind now that you're going to be persuaded to think a different way. No, not necessarily. You may come out of it thinking exactly the way you were thinking before the conversation began, before the critical thinking process on whatever given subject is at hand. You may not change your mind at all. You may not change your position at all. That's not a clear sign as to whether or not we're thinking critically. Whether or not we are weighing the various options with integrity, considering one just as comprehensively as we consider the other, or the others, plural, because sometimes there are more than two options, more than two different positions to take on any given subject. And so we're looking at that. I'm asking you to think critically. And again, of course, in order to do that, we have to think with integrity. And a lot of times that's going to mean taking off our party hats. I think we wear those party hats too much anyway. And that's part of the reason that it can be so difficult for people of the same country to agree on what is best for the people of that same nation. I know a lot of times, you know, sometimes people find it interesting, intriguing, sometimes frustrating that you have members of different branches of the armed forces fighting against each other when they're supposed to be representing the same nation. I dig where you're coming from. That has often baffled and intrigued me, especially when we hear about different branches of this one American military force being overseas and they end up fighting each other in a bar. This branch against that branch. Both on foreign soil, fighting each other to prove their superiority. Military aren't the only ones who get involved in that. There are people who have absolutely no military experience at all who do that all the time. Fight against someone else who is a citizen of the same nation that they're a citizen of. No, we're not thinking honestly, we're often not thinking critically. And often when we're not thinking critically, we're not doing our best thinking. And that's how people can so often hold a position, no matter how ludicrous it seems to be. And they will come up with all kinds of ways to make it sound like they have intelligently thought through the situation and come up with the proper conclusion. Maybe, maybe not. But I do want us to think with integrity. I want us to think critically. I want us to think with open minds, open hearts. And in this case, you know, normally I'll urge that we take off party hats. I'm not asking you to change genders. You notice when I say take off the party hat, I'm not saying change parties. I'm saying think more along the lines of an American who cares about all Americans than think along the lines of any given party. I'm saying the same now. Try not to think so much like, you know, along the lines of gender. Because very often when we do that, we do the same thing that people do when they fall on party lines. You just grab a position that you think is going to make your group look the best and the other group look the worst and end up making it much more difficult to come up with proper conclusions. I'm going to ask you, don't wear the gender hat. Just wear the human hat. Yeah, focus on our common humanness as we look at women in leadership. Because, of course, as we discuss women in leadership, we're going to by default also be discussing men in leadership. You're going to find quite a bit of comparisons in this discussion. And those of you who have been hearing this discussion as I've held it previously will know there are a lot of comparisons here. And again, don't make it your goal to just say, well, I'm a man, and so whatever puts men on top, that's the position I'm going to go with. Or, well, I'm a woman, so whatever position puts women on top, that's what I'm going to go with. No, don't approach it that way. Look at the fact that we are all humans. We are all humans. Start there, end there. As we look at this discussion of women in leadership. And remember now, part of this is going to focus on politics. In fact, the two primary focuses are politics and business. Women leaders in politics, women leaders in business. And just, like I said, let's just see where what we know, what we have observed leads. Okay. Women in leadership, again, I said it earlier in the week, I'm saying it again. I said it last week, I'm saying it again. Congratulations to the many, many women who won your elections. Congratulations to those of you who ran and ran good campaigns. But at least according to what has been reported, did not win your campaign. Still say congratulations to you. But we especially do take our hats off to those who won. And we really are looking forward to seeing how this plays out. More than 100 women in the House now. I think that's great. Okay. Where are we, Americans, with regards to some of these views? Many, if not most, Americans see men and women as equally capable when it comes to some of the key qualities and behaviors that are essential for leadership. Being honest, holding up under pressure, standing up for what they believe in. These are some examples of traits that are viewed as essential for leaders in politics and business, in areas where majorities of the public say neither gender has the upper hand. All right, The majority of the public are saying neither men nor women have the upper hand when it comes to honesty, holding up under pressure, standing up for what they believe in. I'm going to tell you something, too. Holding up in pressure can be manifested in a number of ways. Now, of course, if a person is taking a position on some given topic, one way to stand up under pressure is to maintain that position no matter how much pressure is applied. But that's the upfront manifestation of a person holding up under pressure. Let me share with you some other ways, you know, and if a person takes down, if they say, okay, I still believe in the position that I started out with, but because of this pressure, I'm going to go ahead and give in and go the way that these people applying the pressure want me to go. That is one way of giving in the pressure. But let me ask you this. Are there other ways that we can see that people may yield to pressure? That pressure may be so great that the person takes a position that they know is one that they really should not take. In one case, they decide, well, I'm going to go ahead and take this other position. I'm going to vote a way that I totally disagree with, but because of this pressure. Are there other decisions that people can make that can indicate that pressure is great and they're not holding up under it well? We'll examine that in just a few.